A very good evening on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Tainis Chafav, Tainis 26a, pagination page 51. Towards the bottom of the page, one line up in the middle of the line, we have a description in the Mishnah of two of the Tanesim, Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, the 17th of Tammuz, and Tisha B'Av, the 9th of Av, and the reasons for these fast days. Also associated with this, with these two fast days, is the time period known as Bein HaMitzarim, a specific 3-week time period in which we observe certain types of restriction in deference to the time, primarily that the Batei Mikdash were destroyed, both temples were destroyed at this time of year. So the Mishnah tells us, Chamisha Dvarim, five things, Iru es avosenu b'sheva asa b'tamos, occurred to our forefathers, to our ancestors, on the 17th day of Tammuz, v'chamisha b'tisha b'av. And there were also five historic things that occurred on Tisha B'av. B'sheva asa b'tamos, on the 17th of Tammuz, nishtabru haluchos, the first luchos were broken. Just to review briefly the time period, the Jewish people had experienced the exodus from Mitzrayim, and they experienced Maimed Har Sinai, the great revelation at Sinai. And when Moshe came down 40 days later with the Luchos, he found that they had been worshipping the golden calf, the Egel HaZahav, and he broke those luchos. So that tragedy occurred on the 17th of Tammuz. Ubotel HaTamid, in the first Beis HaMikdash, the enemy had surrounded Yerushalayim, and they ran out of karbanos. They were no longer able to bring the karban tamid in the first Beis HaMikdash on Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, on this day. In the second Beis HaMikdash, Hufka'a Ha'ir, the city walls of Yerushalayim were breached by the enemy. And this is important to appreciate the graphic. As long as the walls stood, so there's a certain amount of trouble. It is a siege, and there's a lot of pain, and they could catapult all kinds of things over the walls. But essentially, as long as the walls stood, the enemy couldn't enter and engage in hand-to-hand combat. Once the city walls were breached, so the entire tide has changed. V'saraf apustimus is ha'atorah, and apustimus, an evil person, burnt a Sefer Torah publicly. V'ha'amid or v'hu'amod salam b'heichol is a discussion of whether this is referring to apustimus or it's referring to Menashe, but somebody established and Avodah Zarah in the Heichal, in the Beis HaMikdash. So those are the five items of Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, and we observe it as a fast day. The Mishnah continues on the third line, B'Tisha B'Av Nigzares Avosenu Shelo Yikansu La'aretz. On Tisha B'Av, it was decreed on our ancestors that they would not go into Eretz Yisrael. That's the story of the Meraglim, the spies bringing back a bad report about Eretz Yisrael. And they cried on the night of Tisha B'Av about Eretz Yisrael, as if Eretz Yisrael going in there would be a bad thing. And Hashem said, you're crying a cry for nothing. I'll give you something to cry about. That's the night that Tisha B'Av, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, would be observed, because that's when it happened, years later. V'charav habayis barishona uvashniya. And indeed, Beis HaMikdash, both first and second, were destroyed on this day. V'nilkida beitar, the special stand that they had against the Romans under the leadership of Bar Kokhba, had its last stand in Beitar, in this massively big city, fortified, and it was captured on Tisha B'Av, with thousands being killed. V'nechrusha ha'ir, and in the second Beis HaMikdash, the city, Yerushalayim, was plowed as if they wanted to make it into farmland. It was more of a declaration of control that they go around the city with a plow and signify that it's been destroyed. So here we have five reasons for observance of Tisha B'Av, the five great tragedies. The Mishnah continues regarding observance of the Avelos, the mourning, Mishanichnas Av Mema'atin B'Simcha. When the month of Av begins, we diminish Simcha. The Balei Musar say, Mema'atim, you diminish Simcha, but there always has to be Simcha. A human being has to have it's more subdued, but there has to be a joy of life, and it's only Mema'atim. Shabbos Shechol Tisha B'Av Lios Besocha, the week in which Tisha B'Av falls, the calendar can have Tisha B'Av falling on different days of the week. So, depending on when it falls, but that week, starting at Sunday, Osur Milisaper Umilichaves, it's forbidden, as the Mishnah presents it, to do haircuts or to wash one's clothing. And this is true, washing clothing, even to be worn after Tisha B'Av. It's also restricted, but the Mishnah is only restricting during the week of Tisha B'Av. Our minig regarding haircuts is that it's going to be forbidden the entire 3 weeks, starting from Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, the first of the two fast days that we described, and span all the way to the second fast day, to Tisha B'Av. As far as milichabes, washing, and similarly regarding bathing, we observe that from Rosh Chodesh Av, not just the week of Tisha B'Av, but Tisha B'Av is the ninth of Av, so starting from Rosh Chodesh, you're actually dealing with at least 9 days of restriction. I say at least because this restriction generally extends somewhat into the 10th of Av until midday, because the Beis HaMikdash was burning during that time period. So to a certain extent, we observe that even into the 10th. The exception is when Tisha B'Av is Thursday and we relax certain things on Thursday night in preparation of Shabbos. So that becomes like an ethical quandary, which is dealt with in Halacha, exactly what the balance is going to be. On the one hand, Tisha B'Av and the 10th of Av, on the other hand, the upcoming Shabbos. But again, generally, the Mishnah is restricting only the week of Tisha B'Av, whereas the Rama and Mechaber note that our minig is to restrict a bit more than that. The Mishnah also says, regarding Erev Tisha B'Av, lo yochal basar velo yishta yayin, person should not have meat or wine on Erev Tisha B'Av. And our minig over here also is more strict than the Mishnah is describing, and we have the minig to restrict that all the way from Rosh Chodesh Av. The Mishnah also tells us, which is a nice conclusion to the topic, Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said, Lo haya yamim tovim li Yisrael kachamisha asa ba'av uchayom ha-kipurim, that as much as we preserve and observe these tragic days, but conversely, and also in the heartbeat of the Jew, they're very, very special days on the Jewish calendar that are associated in some way to this concept, and they are Chamisha Asa B'Av and Yom HaKippurim. The 15th of Av is the day following Tisha B'Av, when the Jews were conclusively convinced, they realized that the Gezerah, the punishment of dying out in the desert for 40 years, had been completed. Every ninth of Av, they would dig graves, anticipating that many of them would die, and in the morning, the others who lived would simply cover over with dirt. On Tisha B'Av of that last year, they dug the graves as they had done for decades previously, and they didn't die. And they thought that they had the wrong night, and they did it again until they saw the full moon on Chamish Abbas Asa B'Av, and they realized that the Gezerah had been completed, and they would no longer continue dying as a punishment for that original Tisha B'Av of the bad spies bringing their report and the people believing them. Likewise, Yom HaKippurim is a tremendously joyous day, and that commemorates the day when the second Luchos were given to us, so that even though Shiva Asa B'Tammuz is the day, the tragic day when the first ones were broken, but Yom HaKippurim represents the day when Hashem was willing to restore the relationship with us and give us a second set of Luchos, so that as much as we mourn the tragedies, that emphasis on mourning is associated with the sense that eventually the mourning will be taken away from us because we will reach a point of recovery. And Chamish Abbas B'Av and Yom HaKippurim represent this idea of forgiveness, of rejuvenation, of being able to rectify the problem and once again, Emetz Hashem, in the near future, experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu's loving embrace. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.